You're listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network on bingemedia.net. And now, a BingeCast commentary.
Welcome to a BingeCast movie commentary, only on bingemedia.net. I'm Pete Setnick, and I'm here with my boy, my horror pal, my October friend throughout the years, Ammon Gilbert. What's happening?
What's up, Yvonne Gagsager?
How you doing?
What is happening, man? We're on we call this Halloween Eve.
Yeah.
That's the month of September.
Yes, that's right.
It's getting exciting, dude. I'm not going to lie. This weekend, I went out and I bought some new shit for the yard.
Oh,
it's big things are happening this year.
Really?
You know what? I was Home Depot. I upped up their game. They got some crazy shit this year.
Oh yeah, they're usually heavy on Christmas Depot, but Halloween was never.
They're getting big now. Yeah, they got early this season. I mean, shit's selling out, so that's why I pulled the trigger. Because nice. It's a little early, and they had this thing that was you could just get the skeleton, but it was 15 feet high, and it wasn't a blown up skeleton either. It was hard plastic that would just stand in your yard.
Nice.
I was holy shit. And then my neighbors up the street.
Yeah.
They put all their shit out already. And I was what?
Oh, they beat you to it.
They beat me to it. So I was feeling bad. So I threw a skeleton out in my yard
Yeah,
God, it's just this is easy. I just take this out of the shed, put it on the porch. Boom, done.
Nice. But yeah.
This new thing. I'm getting excited. So again, it's Halloween Eve.
It's
what
Halloween.
Better way to spend it with one of the scariest movies ever made.
Exactly.
According to some people. Yeah.
We are celebrating the 60th anniversary of the release of Psycho. So why not celebrate it with a commentary with two drunk assholes?
That's right.
In two different time zones. It's Monday for me, Sunday for you.
Yep.
I stayed up late for this one. This is important.
Yeah. This is a big deal.
This is a big deal.
You're trying to say.
Yes, yes, yes. If you are watching along with us, I'm working with the Blu-ray. Ammon's working with a stream, I believe, on the internet. We are at a Paramount release, so it's after all the Universal logos. So for me on the Blu-ray, it's 25 seconds. For Ammon, it was a minute 10. But we just kind of blew past all the new Universal logos, and we are
even if you're watching this on your VHS copy.
Correct. It still has.
It'll still line up when a Paramount release shows up.
Yes, we hope so. I've had my last 20 commentaries. Whoever I'm watching it with. Is always a minute behind, or I'm a minute ahead, and it's just what is going on here?
Oh, Con Air when I had the director's cut and you had the regular cut.
You had a lot of killing in Con Air, and I'm wait, I'm not seeing that beheading. What happened? But hopefully, I don't think there's a Hitchcock release cut.
But there should be.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's gorier, and I'll take it. So we are at a Paramount release, black and white, old school logo. I'm going to do a countdown, 3, 2, 1, go. And on go, we're going to watch Psycho. Are you ready?
I like how that rhymed. I'm totally ready.
Oh, hold on. Please forgive me. We spoke, we talked too long. And my menu screensaver just chimed on. So give me...
give it a good whack, hit your TV.
My Nintendo?
Smack it on the top, because I'm sure you have a giant CRT in your bar.
All right, I got it.
Taking up half the screen. Okay, you good?
I got it. I fixed my bunny ears and we're good to go. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, go. Okay.
All right. I see it.
All right. Can you hear my volume? I'm going to throw it up a little bit.
I can hear it. Can you hear mine?
No.
All right, that means we're in sync.
I hope so. Or your volume's just low.
Or mine's low, and I can hear it through you. I can hear this superb score, which is one of my favorite scores.
Ooh. Did you ever make it a ringtone ever?
The classic reet.
Oh yeah.
Reet. That one? No. I think my ringtone is I've used the Myers Halloween one, but
that's
not
mine right now, by the way.
Oh shit.
And I get scared even during the day. Every time. Walking, someone calls me. Which no one ever calls me, but
yeah, and then you like turn around and there's just a figure walking behind you, very, very slowly.
Yes.
Janet Leigh got an and for this. I did not realize that she was not the headliner.
Oh yeah.
Now, have you read the book?
Basically? No, I have not read the book.
I have. I've read it. It's
So how was that?
You know, it's a loose based on because it's the same like story that like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre is based on.
That's
like,
right.
Same book, the same story kind of thing. Like the book's pretty good. Like it's close enough.
And I was watching some of the special features and they were saying that the, you know, the Anthony Perkins character is very like a little different. Like he's not like a good looking put together guy. He's kind of like a overweight balding guy, they said in the book.
Yeah, like he's a really totally
Norman Bates. Sorry, Norman. I should have just said
Norman.
That. Now, did you ever watch? Okay, so the television show Bates Motel. Did you watch that?
Yeah, I did. I watched it. So that's a weird one. It's one of those shows that I'm in for. Like, I've probably watched the first three seasons.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I tap out for whatever reason. Like, I'm like, I don't go back, right?
Yeah.
Like, it was not that it was bad. It just, like, I never went back.
Uh-huh.
And then I realized that it's been on for, like, 12 seasons or something ridiculous. Like, it just never ends.
And you can't go back now. Fuck it.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't believe that show is still on. There's, like, no, it's like Supernatural and the same thing. Like, I was in it for 6 seasons, which I feel like is a pretty long time.
Yeah, you did enough work.
And they wrapped up 20. It's the last season, which is season 22. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Now, for that...
Anyway, it was a good show. I liked the show a lot, actually.
For that shot, Hitchcock wanted to do a 4-minute helicopter one shot into the window. And they just, like, they couldn't do it. It was too, like, bouncy, and it didn't work. So they just did, like, that zoom in from different locations into
the window.
I thought
that worked pretty well, though.
Yeah, it's good.
It's effective. I actually was admiring that shot just the other night. I was rewatching this. Also, very racy scene right here. This is like... This has never been... was this the first movie to show a woman in her bra?
They were saying something on the behind the scenes where the white bra wasn't a big deal, but when she gets to the hotel and she's got the black on was a huge deal.
Shit.
Yeah.
Shit got real.
But this is still...
It's still super risque.
Yeah, and the toilet was a big deal, too, they were saying. First time they showed a toilet.
That was the first time, the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy is he's a smooth operator.
This guy's a pimp.
Mm-hmm. What's your history on the old Psycho? Like, have you always... do you remember the first time you watched it?
You know what? I was I was super late to this. I did not see this as a kid. I did not see this as a teenager.
Why?
I probably saw this and I specifically ordered it on Netflix as like a mail-in disc.
This is mail-in disc Netflix era?
Yes.
When you watch this one,
I'm trying to pinpoint exactly, but it was definitely a mail-in.
It's order. Like 2004.
I think so. I was really late to this.
Wow.
And this is it blew my mind. The fact
when
that,
you were watching it, were you just like, "Oh, this is like that movie," or "Oh, I've seen this referenced a billion times," or was it all like, "Whoa, this is fucking crazy"?
No, you know what? I pride myself on doing the best I can with when I watch older films. I try to put like that decade goggles on.
Oh, okay.
I think it's the only fair thing to do.
Yes.
And I try to do it as best I can. But for this,
it's kind of hard for a movie like this though, because it's so iconic.
Correct. And, you know, I knew all like the big hits, the big scenes and stuff like that. But just you're so engaged from the first second.
Yeah,
I mean,
oh, yeah.
That score, then to this relationship, and then the bank, and then the car ride, and you're just like, oh shit, this is not what I assumed it would be. But character development is great. The script is great. The music is intense. So
yeah,
I just fell in love with this at that. You know, I may have held on to that Netflix disc for a couple days. I didn't send it right back.
Yeah, you didn't. You maybe watched it twice.
I may have burned it.
You may have watched it three times.
I may have legally burnt it.
You may have been the first anonymous movie guy with your Netflix disc copy of Psycho.
Yeah. I may have been ripping Netflix.
Now you're. I know. You and Michelle like to go to Disneyland or
yes.
Disney World.
You're
big Disney people.
Huge.
Are you equally big in the Universal? Because the Psycho House, it's right there.
Okay. Well, we are bigger Universal fans than we are. There's Hitchcock right there.
There he is, okay. Hanging out.
So we are bigger Universal fans than Disney fans. However, the house is only in the California one, not the Florida one that we attend to.
Right. Oh, there's not like a replica over there?
No.
Oh,
because they
okay.
filmed,
I think
they filmed the, in the back lot.
Yeah, I think it's like.
I think that's the actual possible location.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And that's Hitchcock's daughter, the other, her.
The secretary?
Yeah, that's Hitchcock's daughter.
Oh, okay. I can see the resemblance.
Yeah. She's funny in this, though. When she's like, he didn't know. He must have noticed my wedding ring. That's why he's not, like, hitting on me.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. Yep, that's why.
Yeah, that's it.
And this guy's a complete perv.
Yeah, he's a hornball. Interesting. So you're big into Universal, probably because of the Harry Potter and whatnot. But they don't have this Psycho House at the
correct
version.
They don't have anything Psycho. They may have like
do they have Jaws though?
They got rid of the Jaws ride.
Oh, interesting.
But they have like the Jaws like hanging like he was caught.
Oh yeah,
like, they just have that left over.
When I was at Universal last in California, you don't really get it like you used to with it coming out of the water.
Oh wait, they have the ride still though at California?
No, like you go by Amity Island, like a little harbor.
Yeah.
But it's not like it used to be. It's like a toned down version of what it used to be, where it would jump out at you.
Oh, no, there's nothing. I mean, there's like little Easter eggs of Jaws, like an Amityville bar or like a sign.
Or like the billboard and shit. So
not
the
even
Psycho
the
House. Or not even the billboard.
No.
So the Psycho House, all it is just, it's just like in the background.
In
and
California.
You're on the tour. When you're on the tour in California, you're in the background. And then the last one, we were there last was like probably 2 years ago, two, 3 years ago. They're like, the tram breaks down kind of sort of near it.
Uh-huh.
And then this dude comes out of the house and starts like walking all freaky.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's Norman, right? And
yeah.
They're like, oh my God, like, we got to get this thing started. And then, like, at the last second, it starts and it starts to go in. And then he, like, he may take a knife out at some point as he's, like, walking towards the tram.
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Because the house is so, I mean, it's so iconic.
Absolutely. And I believe in this. So the house, I think that's on the lot right now at the Universal Studios. Is not the exact house. I think there's been like three, and I know the one that they used here, I think, is only two sides, the front and then the left side. So there's nothing behind it. It's just two walls.
Interesting.
I think, I don't know if you know, Angry Video Game Nerd, that YouTuber. Well, anyway, he did like a whole, a video on the house, like, what house did they use back then? Where's the house now? Is it the same thing? You know, how many different houses were there? So that was a pretty cool video. If anyone wants
that's super interesting, because you would think, like, that's a guy who really knows what he wants, like Hitchcock, right? He's like, You could have done anything. You could have been like, show me a house. It's super scary in a hill. Yeah. And they could have went out and found a house. Yeah. Right? Like one that exists. And yeah. he's like, nah, this is my vision. And they're like, how about we build half of it? All right. Deal.
Oh, here's the black. Oh,
that's
oh so it's sooner than I thought. Okay.
People started fainting at this point. Like, they started
walking, picketing the fucking theater.
Yeah, now this came out. I remember, so I listened, there's a podcast out there called, what it's called, like How to Get Made or something.
Oh, similar. How Did It Get Made with Paul Scheer.
Yeah, but no, it's a different one. Oh. No, it's not that one. It's a not different. That. It's like that. It's not like, I can't believe this got made. It's more like this, like, 10-part podcast about the make, like, gearing. They did the same series for Star Wars and Jaws and The Exorcist, and they did one for Psycho.
Okay.
And super interesting. And they talk about, like, the whole process getting in and, like, how nobody wanted this movie to, like, get made. Like, literally, like, all the execs were like, nope, like, Paramount's name's on there.
Yeah.
But they, like, but, you know, like, Universal owns it because Paramount, right before it released or whatever, like, sold all the rights to Paramount, to Universal or something, because they were like, nope, we don't want anything to do with this movie. Like, nobody wanted anything to do with it. They're like, this is trash. You're making garbage. You're making, like, schlock, like, Roger Corman level, like, trash.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's going to hurt the brand.
Yeah, it's like, we're not going to stand behind this movie. So, super, and all the, like, yeah, there's a lot of facts thrown out during the making of that, but I don't know where I was going with that, other than it was super interesting, and you should listen to it. I could probably even look it up.
Now, I have the Psycho Complete 4 Movie Collection Blu-ray. Now, have you seen all 4?
So, I, no. I've seen the first, I've seen 2.
Okay.
I've seen 2 and 3. In fact, I may even own 2 and 3, or I did at one point as a Blu-ray disc. I don't think I saw the 4th one.
Ooh, it's like Christmas decoration.
So, oh my God, is this a Christmas movie? can we claim this as a Christmas
movie? Are we saying it's Christmas? Like, do we?
Oh, no, because of the title card in the beginning said it's December.
Oh, yeah, December. Oh, it's a Christmas movie.
Oh my God. This just made it into the Christmas movie repertoire. Dude,
this is it. Christmas Vacation, A Christmas Story, Psycho. Done.
Yeah. Start the night off with Die Hard and the night off with Psycho.
So real quick, getting back to the 4 movies, I love all 4 Psychos.
Really? And
my wife, it's her favorite, like, franchise. Is
really?
These 4 movies. Yeah. She loves fucking Anthony Perkins.
You would have to, because
absolutely.
He's the one that ties them all together.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't think they were very good. Not going to lie.
They're not that bad, though.
I mean, they're not bad. And honestly, I don't.
You're not getting Hitchcock level cinema.
You're not getting Hitchcock level. And also the whole, like, to me, it's because you know it. You know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know what the deal is with this dude.
But that's interesting, because the people around him, like, he gets a job at a diner. They have no idea.
They have no idea.
They just have rumors. Yeah. So I find that interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. It's been a while, but I remember not being impressed. But this is what I find interesting.
Yeah.
Pete MC.
Go ahead.
You and your wife love the Psycho franchise.
Yes.
You just discovered this movie 10 years ago, 15 Correct. Years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you've never seen the Psycho remake by Gus Van Sant.
Correct, because we talked about this pre-show that I've not seen that movie.
You're not a completist. You are not.
But I'm not Garrett. This is not an aftertaste.
This is not. You're not watching the Bates Motel.
No, I'm not.
Psycho remake. You just like 4 movies on their own, and you're not. You don't care that there's anything.
I don't need to be a completist. That's, you know. I'm gonna be able to go to sleep tonight knowing I didn't see the Gus Van Sant. However, I'm very interested, but I haven't. I don't know. I just I'm interested. I love Vaughn.
Yeah. It's a good cast. You got Vince Vaughn and M. Hayes.
And the Heshy.
And William H. Macy's in it.
Oh, yeah? Is he the cop at the end?
He's the detective.
That's right.
The one that falls down the stairs.
That's good casting. I like that.
Yeah, you got Viggo as the sister's boyfriend or whatever, and the sister's Julianne Moore.
Julianne Moore.
And yeah, and Vince Vaughn's a weirdo. Although, yeah, kind of a weird casting, but, you know, I saw it in the theater opening weekend.
Really?
'98.
Holy yeah. shit.
And I, now I had seen Psycho before that, so
okay.
I was a teenager. Like, I probably saw it when I was 14, 15, something like that. But, like, it didn't really, because, you know, you're a teenager, it's black and white.
Yeah.
There's a lot of waiting around. I wasn't like floored as a teenager. So the remake came out. I'm like, all right, I'll go watch this shit. And I watched it. I was like, yeah, it's not bad. I don't understand why. Like, why do it shot for shot? I don't really get that. But like, it's not terrible. But I did rewatch it in later in life.
And
it's not very
interesting
good.
to. Oh, okay. By the
like,
way, I'm looking.
Interesting. It's interesting, like, that they did that, like, as a... It's interesting, like, if Gus Van Sant and everybody who was in it was, like, your buddy from film class.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, Psycho's my favorite movie, so I remade it shot by shot. And he'd be like, really? Let me check it out. And then you watch it, and you're like, hey, man, that was pretty good.
Like that Indiana Versus Jones like, fan film.
Yeah, crew. Exactly. Like, you take it like that, it's not bad. You take it like a legit movie, and you're like, really? Come on.
Yeah, fuck off.
Yeah, it's shot for shot. They do some other weird shots in there.
I'm just interested. I'm just interested to see how. Yeah. And
I think everybody listening should watch it because it's an interesting idea, like remake a movie shot by shot.
And I'm
because
interested
that's never
to see
been
the
done.
Sets.
They remake
too.
A lot of movies.
I'm interested to see the sets and the cars they use. I want to know if they get like exact locations and all that stuff. Like is it this used car depot? Is it something else?
Yeah, that's a good question. Also,
I'd like to do a split screen.
It's in color, too. So your mind's got to get blown away.
Your mind is blown. So I wanted to get back to the cop. I'm like, this cop looks so familiar. And then I looked at the remake and who plays him. It's James Remar. I'm like, how? It's got to be the same fucking guy. Because I was thinking James Remar while watching this movie. But they casted the perfect cop.
It looks just like him.
Oh, my God.
And the other, I was thinking as I was watching it, too. If it's not James Remar, it's Clancy Brown. Totally looks like that guy, too.
Let me look up Clancy Brown real quick. Just let me see this fucking guy. Clance. Oh, yeah. Dude. Absolutely.
Isn't it? He like has that jawline.
It's both. It's actually both of these guys. Like it could be interchangeable. You could have one Clancy in one scene and James in the other.
They're their own stand. They're like their own stand-in stunt doubles. They're like, hey man,
I need a break.
I'm real hungover. Can you just show up on set and do what they tell you? He's like, yeah, dude. I'm your boy. Thanks, Clancy.
I feel like you could have played this guy if in the remake.
This guy right here at the bow tie?
Yeah, you could have played him in fucking Gus Van Sant's remake.
Yeah, I could have. Maybe I was.
Oh, shit! Spoiler alert.
Yeah, but the real reason why I saw it, I was in it.
Okay, so when was the first time you saw this? Psycho.
The Psycho, yeah. I was definitely in high school. May have been, I had like my junior year had like a film class.
Okay.
Where we watched a bunch, like we watched a bunch. I'm pretty sure we did this because I remember in that class, that was probably the first time because we had watched like the shower scene,
mm-hmm.
like a bunch of times. Because and I've been in numerous film classes or like studying on books where they break it down like shot by shot and
dude,
just how.
Dude, I had the same class by the way in college.
Oh, you did. Nice.
And it was this film that we had to do shot by shot analysis. But go ahead.
Wait. And yet, you never watched the whole thing.
Well, I think. Wait, hold on now.
You got Netflix.
Hold on. Let me think. I'm trying to think when I was in college.
You're like, you know.
99 college.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I could have gotten Netflix before. I don't know when I got it now. Now I'm all confused.
I don't think Netflix existed before like 2003.
But I was in college then, though. So it was it. There was okay. Now that I'm thinking about it, now that we're okay. talking it out, it was like a year or two. So it was either college the first time I saw it in film class or Netflix, and I don't know which one I saw first. When I saw first.
Okay, here's the deal. I just looked up Netflix.
Yeah.
It came out in 1997.
Oh, shit. So it's possible.
Actually, you know what's fucking crazy? Okay. This is crazy.
Talk to me.
This is going to blow your mind so hard that you don't even have a brain.
I just watched a Netflix documentary about Netflix, so.
No, this is one that's even better.
Okay.
Netflix date was founded on August 29th, 1997.
Okay.
And do you remember the significance of August 29th, 1997? If you were a Terminator 2 fan, you would know that that's motherfucking Judgment Day. Netflix was founded on Judgment Day.
Oh, my God. I'm judging you for knowing that.
Oh, my God. August 29th, 1997 is going to feel pretty fucking real to you, too.
Oh, God damn it. God damn you.
I can't believe you don't know that.
I can't believe... I can believe that Terminator made its way into the psycho commentary.
It's not my fault. It's Netflix's fault.
It's your fault.
For taking college with Netflix.
All right. So you saw this junior year of high school, film class.
Yeah. And we watched Psycho.
Were you bored in film class? Because, you know, when you're forced to watch something in school, you're just like, oh, I don't care about this bullshit. Or were you blown away?
No, I liked it. Okay. I liked it. Yeah, I think, I mean, there's nothing that I don't like about this. And then even as, like, you know, as a teenager or whatever.
Yeah.
I could appreciate it.
Good.
Even if it wasn't, like, my go-to.
Yeah.
You know, even with the screams and the Freddies and Jasons and everything else, like, you could still appreciate a movie like this.
Yeah, how can you not?
Yeah. I'm not totally...
That was good of you as a juvenile to see the charm in this.
Yeah, well, and it's so iconic too, right?
Yeah, but as a junior in high school, you're thinking about I don't know.
It was a different time,
I guess. What was that? 74?
Okay. Yeah. That was the 90s where you know, a different time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is great. I love this voiceover and her reacting to her thoughts here.
Yeah.
And Hitchcock was doing the line deliveries on set during this, so she's reacting to Hitchcock.
Oh, to him. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like when it starts raining. I think the shots of her driving in the rain... Mm-hmm. It's too good, man.
All of this, like, even I've seen worse driving scenes in like 2020 films than this right now.
Oh yeah, like this is calculated. Even though it's obviously she's not driving anywhere, she's sitting on a soundstage.
Yeah,
it don't matter. It still looks pretty good.
Yeah, and I think the fact that her face is lit and the wheel and her hands are dark, you're just kind of just staring at her face. You're not concentrating on anything. Like everything else around her is dark.
Like, Yeah. It's like background noise.
Yeah. Jamie Lee Curtis's mother, right?
That's right. That's right. The original Scream Queen.
Yeah.
Birthed a different Scream Queen. Now, if Jamie Lee Curtis was in the Anne Heche role, would you have been like, all right, let's see what this shit's all about?
I feel like
it seems like a missed opportunity they didn't get her to play her, right?
Absolutely.
Like, she's not in it? Like, that's weird. I mean, 98, Jamie Lee had True Lies, and I think H2O was around this time. Like, she's making movies. She could have played this person.
I'm wondering if she, like, turned it down. It was like, I can't, like, do that. It's my mom.
Yeah. She's like, I ain't cutting my hair short. But I wonder if her hair is short.
Let's see if there's like any fucking news out there. Like maybe it just says like, oh, was tied down with H2O. Couldn't. Well, she recreated the shower scene, it looks like, for an episode of Scream Queens.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Which I never got into.
No, I think my wife tapped out of that, too.
Yeah. I'm not.
You know what? Now I can't find anything because I'm typing in Psycho Remake Jamie Lee Curtis, and all it is Scream Queens, and I don't feel like filtering that out right now.
It's not that important.
No. We'll
when
just
I'm
make
driving and it's raining, sometimes I feel like this, where I just can't see shit, and I'm just like, I should probably not be driving right now.
Oh, I hate when it rains heavy like this and snows.
Yeah.
I'm so nervous. I'm in like a Volkswagen Jetta. My car is just going to slide off the road. Like, I'm not in a Jeep. I'm not a fucking Explorer. This car's going to get stuck. In like 2 inches of snow.
Yeah. And you can't see where you're going.
Yeah.
Or you're driving before your defrost is kicked in and you just can't see anything. You're like, oh, we don't need anything.
Yeah, man,
you could wait 2 minutes, but no.
No.
Fuck that. I'm going now. Now's the time.
Yeah, man, if I hit the lottery, I'm gonna build this exact motel on some offshoot highway and just be the and I'm going to build the psycho house and
the
just
the only half of it.
No, cuz I got to live there and dress up as a woman every now and then.
So you're saying right now that shot they only built that.
Correct. The front door and then the left of the front door wall. Wow. Pretty sure that's what I read.
Interesting. So then the other complete other side is just nothing.
Yes. And I'm guessing they built scaffolding to put, I guess, the lights and the figures, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
That's what, hey, if you heard it, it must be true. I believe
don't,
you.
Don't believe me.
No, because you don't actually. Well, let's take notice. Do we see it from a different angle at all? I don't think we do. I think that's the only angle we see it.
Yeah. And I think in the sequels, you may see different angles. It's probably a different.
That's probably the one they made at Universal.
Yeah. Look at the thermometer inside on the left there next to the keys.
Hey, you got to know.
What? The fucking the lobby?
Listen, people, it's from fine hotels. They need to know what their interior temperature is like.
Another thing that was interesting about this, the behind the scenes I was watching, he wanted it to be black and white. There was color at this time. But he wanted it.
Really?
Yeah. This is only 1960.
Yeah. Okay. So what was the reasoning?
He didn't want to show red blood.
That would have got him an X rating for sure. He's like, you know what looks better than real blood? Hershey's syrup.
Hershey squirts.
can't have that shit in color if I can't be using Hershey squirts.
And when they show like the drain and the blood going down it, it's nothing crazy. Like it's almost so smoky that you can't even, like, it's not a lot even on there. No. Like it could have been fucking blue dye and it's like, wouldn't even matter. Like it's just,
could have been ketchup.
Yeah. You don't even see her. Like it's not on her.
Right.
It's just, it's very faint. So the fact that like they make a big deal of like the chocolate syrup, it's just like, who gives a fuck?
Well, you know, blew people's minds. They did. People stop taking showers.
Yeah, it's any like movie, going in the water, the ocean for Jaws. Yeah,
yeah, that's right. I like these birds. You should get some birds in your bar area that look just like that.
I hate birds.
You hate birds.
I fucking can't stand birds.
Do you like the movie The Birds?
No. Well, yeah, the movie's good because I hate them and it just
because to you that's just life. You're like, yep.
Yeah, they're just villains.
They're trying to kill you all the time.
They're villains flying around and pooping on everything.
Especially sandwiches and milk.
Dude, Anthony Perkins is fucking unbelievable.
He's pretty good in this. And yeah. And I like how unsuspecting he is, too. Like if you've never seen this before, you would not be thinking anything right now.
Exactly.
Like, if you didn't see a trailer, you didn't know anything about this movie, right?
He's just like you're a goofball like, hotel owner.
Yeah, you're like, all right, she's going to stay here. She gets all this cash. This is just for the night. She's going to go on her way and fucking live her life Thelma and Louise style.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all that's happening right now. She's just at a hotel. No big deal. I've seen this a billion times.
Stealing that money.
This is just
the temporary location for her.
It's right, exactly. This is not. We're not going to be here for that long.
No, but she's like unpacking.
She's moving in.
She's moving in. Have you ever seen her, Janet Leigh, in anything else? I don't think I have.
No.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Oh no! You know what I have seen her in?
What's that?
She was in The Fog.
You know, I haven't seen that.
Co-starring Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh,
they have one. They have one scene together.
Oh, you know what I've seen her in? I'm looking at her fucking filmography here. Bye Bye Birdie, I've seen when I was a kid.
What the fuck?
It's a musical, and Elvis is in it.
Yeah, why would you do that?
My mom. apparently.
She's in H2O.
Yeah, I'm looking at that right now, too.
As Norma. A little throwback.
Oh, she died October 3rd. We're coming up to that. Oh.
She actually didn't star in, like, that many movies.
No. A lot of TV, looks like. Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Oh, okay. Well, I take that back. She did around this time. She was in a bunch of shit.
Yeah, all the 50s and 40s and stuff, but then she went to TV like after this. Shit ton of TV.
I'm done. I've been murdered on screen. I'm going to TV.
Isn't there a thing like Hitchcock had a thing for her or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Now, there's that Hitchcock movie called Hitchcock.
With Hopkins, right?
Yeah,
I never saw that. And Scarlett Johansson plays Janet Leigh, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah. That sounds right. So, no, I never. So, look at same angle. I'll just take note.
Yeah.
We didn't see no different angle. No, so that's, but I did hear, like, he had the hots for her, and then his wife didn't like it, and there was, like, all this tension. I also heard Hitchcock's kind of a cocksucker when it comes to making movies.
Hitchcock?
Like, yeah.
Hitch Baba Cock?
Hitchcock sucker. Because he demands, like, he's like Kubrick and fucking Shelley Duvall. He's just like makes him fucking crazy because he pushes him hella hard and shit.
Yeah.
Which is like, that's unfortunate, but at the same time, dude makes some good movies, so.
Absolutely.
I mean, what are you going to do?
I sent you a link in Skype of the YouTube video. So if you just like, YouTube angry video game nerd Psycho House. There's the video of him kind of doing his own homework of what happened to the house and which house is what and if there's any remains and all that stuff. So that's
so okay. Much. When you win the lottery, though, are you gonna like hire a contractor to remake the house? Or are you gonna buy it?
No.
Of the originals that's floating and then have them fly it to you.
No, I'll build it from scratch so I could do my own interior.
You would like have it all scary and gothic on the outside and then inside it'd be like everything's like white
marble. Modern. White marble.
White marble.
Gaudy Italian on the inside.
Fucking just like lion rugs and gold plated
Scarface. It's Scarface on the inside.
Scarface on the inside. Psycho on the outside.
No, it's got to be exact. Like I would hire.
Would you have a bunch of taxidermy birds because you hate birds?
I hate birds, but you gotta go exact. If I hit the lottery and I'm gazillionaire, I can get replicas of all this shit.
You're gonna just sit with your interior. You're gonna hire an interior designer. And they're going to be like, all right.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about this?
But this is the back room of the office.
But you would still need this exact.
I don't because I can't have customers back here.
No, you can though. Airbnb this shit.
Yeah.
If you full tour. Like, regular people, you know, they get the regular hotel rooms, right? Yeah. But the Airbnb people for like $500 a night, they're staying in Norman's quarters.
Oh, they're allowed to stay in that. Oh, wait, right here?
Yeah, right here with all the fucking taxidermy birds and shit. Like in the hotel part, not the house. That house is your house.
No, they're not allowed in that house. That's like $2,000, right?
That's right.
They get a key under their pillow to the front door of that house, but they don't know what's going to happen in there. And I just scare them. It's like a haunted house.
It's like exactly. But when they pay money for this house also.
Yeah. They get to have a sandwich with me.
You get to have a sandwich, but also there's that one wall on the, if they take the picture off the wall, they can peephole into a room where you've hired somebody to just sit there and shower all night.
Like a nude model that you would hire for painting.
Like, look at, I'm just going to give you like $200 to shower for like 2 hours. Nobody will see it.
Guy or girl, you don't know what you're going to get.
It doesn't even matter. Yeah.
No.
Or you just like do some sort of rear projection, right? Where it looks like somebody's taking a shower there.
Yeah, I'll be a millionaire. So I'll be able to like have a hologram of Janet Leigh.
Yeah, you would hire Janet Leigh's dead body to hologram. That would be good money. That would be a pretty sweet deal.
Right? And right? It's like, weird because I'm a millionaire and I'm still raking in money for this Airbnb.
Yeah, but also you're like, some nights you just stay there.
Oh, no, I'm working. I'm Norman Bates. I'm working. I'm a gazillionaire and I'm working at a hotel.
Okay, this is your hotel. Now, do you charge like extravagance? Like, you're like, this is a thing. So, you gotta pay extra. Or are you like, you know what? $50 a night.
I kind of want it to be very secretive, offshoot highway, and people are gonna discover it. I'm not gonna promote it. It's just gonna be there, and people are gonna be like, I found this like hotel, and, I'm staying at the Bates
Motel. Because it doesn't even matter if it succeeds as a business because...
No, it doesn't matter. No.
And okay, here's the other thing you got to do. You put it in a place that has no cell phone reception.
Nice.
So, like, nobody can, like, tweet about it.
Yeah, they can't pin the location. Yes.
They can't do nothing. There's no there's no internet, like, existence to this. Period.
I love it.
Because the internet will fuck you over. One night, nobody's there. The next night, someone tweets about it, and you're booked for a month. You don't want that.
There's going to be crowds just taking pictures all night.
Yeah, the looky-loos are not staying. They're not paying $50 a night to stay there. They're just driving by, snapping some shots, getting their selfies again, and then they're out.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, to to stop that, it's got to be like a heavy highway where nobody can really stop. There's no shoulder. There's like five parking spots for each room or six, whatever, how many rooms there are, and that's it.
And that's it. Yeah.
The cops are going to be very frustrated with me.
You'll pay them off because you're.
That's right. I'm a millionaire. I fucking run this town.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. I'm glad. Do you want to work there?
I'll fucking work there. Wait, but like.
You're the one I hired for the shower.
I'll be the shower guy.
You're showering, you know, whenever someone, you know, is ready for that part.
Can I just be the guy that's just hanging out in front of one of the windows in your house?
You got to dress up, though, like as...
I'll
though it's a silhouette, you still got to, you know...
There's some realists. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that. I'll just walk like you're like, all right, every 4 seconds, you walk in front of the window. And then, because you're in the lobby, you're just like checking people in. You don't know what's going on.
Yeah, and I want to kind of play it as if like... You know, it's going to be all people that love Psycho and Bates Motel and all that shit, but
and
I'm
birds.
Just going
to, they got to like birds because there's a lot of birds going
exactly.
on.
Exactly. So. But they're going to want to talk about the movie and I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just a hotel, you know, I'm playing it off as like, I have no idea that there's a movie.
Right. Like you have no idea this exists.
Yeah. I'm just like Norman Bates. My name is Norman. I really have to go to acting class though to pull this off.
Because you'll be giggling all the whole time. Yeah. Now, all right. Now, are you gonna wear like this, like this like sport coat.
Yeah, and everything's like, gonna be black and white too. By the way,
yes,
I'm gonna paint my face kind of like grayish.
No, no, but like every room is just black and white. Like there's no color.
I think
there's
that'd no be kind of cool. TVs. Wouldn't that be cool?
There's no color TVs either. It's all black and white.
No, no TVs in the room.
Period.
No, like, what am I, a millionaire? I own a little motel.
You don't come to watch TV.
This is a passerby or one night.
Okay, but all right, but are you, but and okay, you also have room service, and on your room service, all you serve is peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Love it.
And like, that's all you can get.
But you have to sit and eat it with me, though, while I don't eat and I stare at you like this.
Yeah, yeah, because you're like, look, I can't eat 400 of these a day. I'll just sit here with you while you eat it.
And I'm making it with my bare hands.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about your life and my, and my mom.
And I'm just going to talk about my mom for like fucking and my weird stuffed birds on the wall.
And I'm just painted in gray like one of those fucking robots in Times Square.
No, this is what you do. You're a hologram of yourself.
What?
You can hologram you. Have
Nah.
And then you're in black and white.
That's and true, too.
Then you can walk back and forth in front of your own window. Because you can be in more than one place at once.
So it's like Ready Player One meets Psycho.
Yes.
I love it.
I want to go. What's are you calling it? The Bates Motel?
That's probably absolutely. Yeah, maybe. Maybe I'll call it the Pates, like with a P.
But
lowercase B. Maybe I can get away with that.
I was just gonna say what letter could you make look like a B if some part of the neon broke?
P.
No, P would look like if there's extra, it turned into a B. Like, what do you take away to make it look like B?
Oh, take away. But I'm saying if I actually have the neon for the B and the bottom right loop is gone out of the B, it looks like Pates.
Oh,
Hotel.
That's and but it's called the Pates Hotel.
But it's still, if you still read it, the full right. Neon, it says Bates.
Yes, okay, I see what you're saying. You could also do an eight, the Eights Hotel.
That sounds right? Like a sequel.
The Eights Hotel. And then Universal can't get mad at you and like sue you for like copyright and shit, like Moe's Tavern. That's like that will never happen. You'd be like,
that's
no,
the
it's
eighth
not
movie.
Bates. It's an eight. They're like, what?
Yeah.
No, it's eight. Eights
Motel.
Eights Hotel.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, sorry, sir. Sorry to have mistaken that for the Bates Motel.
We have
like,
eight rooms. That's why it's called the Eights.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes.
I think this was a good conversation for the conversation they just had.
Yeah, because they're just shouting about going a little crazy sometimes, and the mom's a weirdo.
Yeah.
And he's getting real obsessive. And what's weird is she puts Los Angeles, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she's from Arizona. That's where she's coming from.
She's lying. She's
a liar.
She's a fucking liar.
Now this is where the people start creeping. This is what your $500 a night gets you right here.
Give us $500 and we'll peep on you while you're changing. I don't think that's going to go over well. I think the cops are going to be there in a couple hours.
What a bunch of dead birds on the wall. This is weird. The taxidermy and like that picture right there is weird too.
Yeah. And this hole, by the way, because
enormous,
because the quarter size hole on both ends wasn't good enough. So he just kept carving more and more so he can get his head through.
So you got to get your head in
to get closer to that other sheetrock.
Yeah, he knew, though. He's like, look, I can't look at through two sheetrocks.
No, I need to get closer.
Yeah.
Which is a smart kind of design.
It's for peeping and creeping. It's a pretty good design. Now, do we ever see what the hole looks like from inside the room?
It's got to be the most disheveled hole.
Super obvious, right? Like, you got to be like, how did you not notice this? All right. I see it from this angle.
Yeah.
I also see that it doesn't actually look like it's even there. There's some weird...
Oh, you think it's like a little cut there? Like the hill, the top of the hill?
Yeah, like it looked like some special effects for some reason.
CGI, 1960s CGI.
Yeah, so then right now we're in a sound stage, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't think they built this inside that, you know, house, in the casing of that house.
When you build your house, it has to be black and white like this too.
Oh, everything's black and white. It's going to be so mindfuckery. It's going to be crazy. Even like the apples will be gray.
You only buy gray food.
Gray apples.
Gray apples, gray bread.
Yeah. What if I tell people that stay there, they're only allowed to wear like white, gray, black?
Like you have...
I have a dress code.
You have a dress code, and if they don't, you just have like white t-shirts that they can wear. Like, all right, here you go.
It says Eights Motel on it.
The Eights Hotel.
Okay, so here's the toilet.
Oh, and it's flushing.
First time.
Again, people are just fainting watching.
Yeah, they're like, oh my God, a toilet?
A toilet? I shit in that every day.
The script writer, or the guy who wrote the script, really was campaigning for them to show that.
The toilet?
Yeah, that was his idea.
It's like, I wrote this toilet. I got a great scene.
Okay, first of all, no one turns on the shower while standing under the shower.
No, that never happens. Not even in the 60s.
No, because that shit's coming out freezing.
you're not enjoying life right there.
That's the one negative from this movie.
This movie's the worst. It's not believable. This whole sequence. Glorious as it is, yeah. I don't believe a word of it because nobody gets in the shower like that.
No.
That is weird. Like, why didn't she test it?
Everyone tests.
Now, like, you're watching this in the 60s. You don't know what's happening.
Yeah, this is fucked up.
Oh, yeah. Stabby, stabby.
I wonder what the 1959 or if the trailer came out in the 60s. Like, I wonder what it looked like.
And, he stabs the shit out of her.
There's some blood.
There's some blood.
Yeah.
It's pretty graphic.
I think it's
gross.
The drain.
I'm getting woozy.
The drain scene doesn't show much when they show the drain, which is, I think, on the cover of like the Steelbook fucking Blu-ray.
All right, we're about to find out. Great.
Look, no
great,
blood.
Yeah, no, she's not. Well, he only stabbed her from
the front.
The shoulders down.
Yeah. I do like that shot that she's off center. She's to the right. I like that.
Yeah, and the grabbing out for the
shower curtain.
Yeah, it's again. This is all very like.
That's a great shot. Right there, like there's not a lot.
There's not a lot,
but then again, her torso is over.
She's more like she's bleeding.
But like even this, like you would think there'd be. I don't know. Oh,
also, why is there so much water? Because the shower's still on.
Shower's still on, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I always thought this was a cool shot. The, like, eyeball, and then it's twirly-twirly, just like the drain is twirly-twirly.
And she did this. This isn't a still, by the way.
What?
Yeah. You could see her kind of jostle a little bit.
Yeah.
But... they wanted to give her contacts to make her eyes look more dead, but it was really messing up like the performance. Like it was very uncomfortable because it was like 1960 contacts.
Right.
So she's like, I'll do it without it. And she did that whole laying there with her face to the ground and laid as still as she could.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I always thought this was an interesting like deal too. Like, oh, we're going to pan around the room of all this shit.
Yeah.
And like, go, here's the money. Like, it wasn't for, like, I think what they were getting at is like, look, she got killed, but
the
not
money's
for the
still
money.
There.
It has nothing to do with the money. Also, same shot, same angle.
Yeah. I think it's the fact that you know the money's there. Like, it's saying the money's in this hotel room. He could find it. They're going to know it's missing in the bank. That's going to be the lead kind of, like, someone's going to be looking for this.
Right. Like, this is not...
Not over.
This is just the beginning.
Yeah.
This is when shit gets real.
I'm going to have to pee soon. I'm going to leave you alone. I'm going to leave you alone with Norman in a little bit, but not yet. I'm going to hold it as long as I can. I'll wait for some, like, downtime.
It's down right now. He's just hanging out. He's
no, I'll wait till we go to back to Arizona or something.
Wait till his sister shows up.
I mean, you kind of want the other movie of his side during all that.
Oh, like to follow him, like in the house, back
in the house, changing, right? You kind of want to see that,
like, because he changed real fast.
Yeah, and then
really fast.
Yeah, and then ran back out, and then changed back to this, or you know, took off a robe and a wig.
Right, you think he must have had all his clothes on underneath.
Yeah, you think he threw like a robe or a muumuu on over this.
He threw the muumuu on. He had to have put it on over that and put the wig on.
Yeah.
But he's not wet.
No, like he's not wet.
Jacket's not wet.
Correct. Must have been a long sleeve muumuu.
A little stabby, stabby. The shit's still on.
Yeah, I love that the water's still on. It's so great. I kind of want to see like the behind, not the behind the scenes, but just the other angle.
Maybe in the Bates Hotel TV show. They gave you some of that.
You think they do they go that far?
To this? I don't know, man. Oh. It went a few seasons after. I think so, though. I think Marion Crane at some point shows up in the Bates Motel, I think.
Oh, okay.
Eventually.
Now, I wanted to ask you a couple questions that have nothing to do with this commentary we're doing right now. Because I don't know if we're ever going to hear from you. On a binge cast, so, you know, because your time zone is a little different. But so I'd like to get you, and I think the people like to know, little updates. So I want to know if you – I forgot my questions. No. Are you watching Ratchet, the Ryan Murphy's new show, the prequel character?
Is that start yet?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. All the episodes are out.
I did not know that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll watch that shit.
Okay.
I actually just didn't know it came out already, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay.
I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
But I did not know that it was already out.
Okay.
Have you started watching? Is it good?
I did two episodes, and then my wife finished the season today, and I was in the room, but I wasn't locked
in.
And
then you're out. And you tapped out.
And then, I reviewed it last night on the binge cast, the first episode, and Law.
There's blood.
There's blood. Right, yeah. And then Law gave me homework as to you need to watch the whole thing and tell me what happens in the season one finale, because I think it's a couple seasons.
Oh, shit.
So he wants to just know, like, if we're getting close to, like, I think Cuckoo's Nest stuff.
Are you telling me that Jim Law is not watching it? He just wants you to do it.
I'm telling you that Jim Law fucking tapped the fuck out of that show big time.
I like, so to me it's almost like their answer to American Horror Story this year, right? They're not doing a new season.
Yep.
But it's like all the same people, and Sarah Paulson's in there. My guess is I'll watch 2 to 3 episodes and I'll be done.
You're fucking dead on. That. I was saying if the title was called An American Horror Story, Ratchet, that's what you're going to get. Like, that's what it should have been called, because if you're huge fans of Cuckoo's Nest and stuff, you're going to be disappointed. You got to go into it knowing Ryan Murphy, American Horror Story.
Yeah.
Then you'll be okay.
You're talking me out. You're talking me out of trying it out.
Why?
I don't know.
I feel like you know what you're getting yourself into.
I know
though.
What I'm getting myself into.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Jim Law was like, you know, he was all about connecting.
He needs Jack Nicholson to be the camera or something. Maybe it's because, I mean, I like that movie. Yeah, it's a good movie. But I'm not, like, super invested on
it. Oh, that's in my top 10. It's in his top 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. Ratchet's out. I'll watch that.
Ratchet's out.
I'll give it a shot.
I'm trying to think of other things while I have you, because we don't know when we're going to hear from you again.
Nobody knows.
Is there plans for a Angry Jerk Movie Dads for like October? You know, we don't know if anyone's going to be trick-or-treating this year. What's the plan for decorating the house, sending the kids out, costumes? Like, don't answer any of that stuff, but any plans?
Yeah, there's a lot of questioning going on.
Yeah.
One, you know, Jim Law is working day shifts now.
He is on day now, yeah.
Which makes our schedules very challenging, and we're in different time zones, as you are well aware.
Very aware.
That's a challenge, and then, but so it gets hard for both of us to get on the call. But there's definitely like we have the content.
Yeah, especially the quarantine stuff is pretty interesting with the kids. That'll be good.
Yeah,
stuff.
All that, the Halloween stuff. What are we doing?
Yeah,
I mean, we don't know. That's a constant conversation. Like, in our house, it's just like, what are we gonna do for Halloween? Do we create some sort of like, you know, tube that we send the candy through?
Uh-huh. From
the like balcony to like the street level.
Wow.
They cut down on your exposure.
Contact, yeah.
Yeah. Even if, and then, you know, the argument that's brought up a lot is like, well, you know, most people have masks on anyway, right? So, like, is it really changing things? But, you know, giving candy away and touching all that stuff. There's a lot of touchy-touchy. Nobody wants that. And you still got to touch it before you put it down the chute, but
yeah,
I don't know. You gotta, there's ways. You just gotta get creative. Now, normally, it's probably getting too detailed here, but like last year, we threw like this Halloween party.
That's right. I remember
everybody loved it. It was like the annual event. And now it's like, and we were like seriously gearing up as soon as it was over. Like, we're planning the next one Saturday night. Full moon. It's going to be amazing. This is going to be the best Halloween year of all time. And now they just took a big shit on our face. And now there's no party. And, you know.
All right.
We have to figure it out. It's kind of a depressing thing.
It is. I used to go to my sister's house in Queens, Astoria, because I live like in a dead-end complex, and I don't get a single...
Nobody's trick-or-treating.
I get no one. But I go to Queens, Astoria, every year now for the last 3 years. And it is like the fucking E.T. trick-or-treating scene. It is thousands of kids.
Oh, shit.
It's unbelievable how it just like reignited my love. And it brought back like the 80s. Like trick or treating for me.
Your sister lives in the 80s.
Pretty much.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is so much fun. And she has like a sweet porch where I just like dress up as Michael Myers and I sit there. Like, I'm the still guy.
You're the guy that jumps out of people.
Yeah. But the thing is, I don't jump. I will stay still the whole time. And then they come to get the candy next to me. I don't jump. Like, I'm classic horror. I don't jump scare. Then they walk away from me with the candy, with their backs turned to me, and then I'm standing now.
Oh, yeah.
And then they start walking down the street, and then I start following them walking.
Oh,
slow.
God. You're taking it to a whole new level.
Yeah. You can't jump scare. These kids aren't scared. They see fucking YouTube videos.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome. Now, this is a to diverge. This is a great sequence.
No,
right?
Let's get back to the movie.
This is a great sequence. Getting rid of the car.
Yeah.
What bad luck you have to have if you're dumping the car and the mud is just not deep enough.
No, this is reminiscent to Ben Stiller in Along Came Polly when he's flushing the toilet.
You're just like, okay. And also, why does he have just a sludge pit behind the hotel?
You know what? You can just... Oh, look at Loomis.
Sam Loomis.
Boom.
There it is. Sam, this is before he was... before he was chasing Michael Myers, he had a hardware store.
Yeah.
All right, you want to go pee now? Let's talk about rakes.
You want to do... Yeah, is that cool?
That's cool.
You don't even have to talk during this.
I could talk.
All right. I'll be right back.
I'll talk. You go pee.
All right.
This is where he's peeing. I'm going to talk about all the rakes. There's a lot of rakes going on. There's leaf rakes and debris rakes. Now, in the remake, this is Marion's sister. And this is played by Julianne Moore. Julianne Moore, by the way, the movie she made before this, and I'm just going to look it up because I don't know 100% for sure, but I feel like I'm pretty sure that the movie that Julianne Moore made before she made Psycho, because we're talking like 1990, the Psycho movie came out in 98. And 97 or 98. All right, I'm looking. I'm using my thumbs. I'm flying through. Okay, well, she was in a little movie called Welcome to Hollywood before this came out. But the big movie that came out right before she starred in the Psycho movie was The Big Lebowski. So there you go. Talking about Julianne Moore before she was this chick in Psycho.
I thought we were talking about this movie.
She was in Big Lebowski. That's what I'm saying.
That's right.
Before she was... The like role she had right before it was The Big Lebowski. Mm. So I was getting at.
Oh, I love this guy.
It's the William H. Macy.
Now this guy's in my favorite movie of all time, 12 Angry Men. He's juror number one, I believe.
Oh.
That's his name.
Spoiler alert, never seen it.
Oh, dude, I think can you do that for me, movie homework?
I could probably figure something out.
You don't have to do anything extra credit. Just watch a movie.
And all you got to do is watch that movie?
And just text me and just be like,
I saw that.
4 out of 10.
Be like, I saw that shit.
That's it? That's all you tell me?
I'll just text you. Hey, man, yeah. I saw that shit. He's not in anything else?
He's in a few Twilight Zones.
He looks familiar. Maybe that's where I've seen him. He looks like, or maybe I've just seen him in this. And that's where I recognize him from. Like, I've recognized that dude.
You sure it's not this movie? See, I'm excited that I have you now. Because, you know, people want to hear your voice.
No, they don't.
They want to hear what you're up to. Is there any movies that you've seen recently? Horror, not horror, that you want to talk about real quick while we're...
I tried watching Antebellum.
Okay.
But I didn't get past it, mostly just because I fell asleep.
I reviewed that on this week's BingeCast.
Oh, okay. Do I need to go back and watch it?
See. I don't want to spoil anything. Well, I'm going to put this out soon, but the BingeCast will be out first. I gave it a 9 on 10.
Oh, okay. You loved it. Good.
But I also said that I wasn't going to recommend it.
But you still gave it high ratings, and that's all I need.
Okay. Like,
there's quality. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was, look, I started it.
Yeah.
But then I immediately fell asleep because I was wasted. That happens.
Okay. And what are you drinking right now?
Well, right now I'm just drinking some bubble water.
Oh, like seltzer?
Yeah, but I feel like I should have a pumpkin ale because we're talking about
Halloween and shit.
Halloween things. And I got my case of my favorite pumpkin brew, the Elysian Night Owl.
You fucking better crack that because I've been drinking Sam Adams Oktoberfest during this.
What?
Yeah.
Now, is there a Psycho Fest?
Oh, I wish.
There probably is.
Or like a Norman... Ale?
Norman Ale.
Norman Ale Bates? I'm sure there's a clever name out there.
There's something there.
There's something there. Yeah, I can't think of it, though.
The Sam Loomis is actually, that's a beer.
Is it?
Or nice. It should be.
Oh, like from Sam Adams, though?
Yeah. Like Sam Adams, but it's Sam Loomis. So Antebellum's on my list. Okay. You know what I've been doing lately, though, is like I'm not necessarily taking a card out of Jack Valley's playlist, but I've been like watching older, like I have my collection, right? I have a lot of movies.
Yeah.
But I also have a lot of movies. Also, he's eating candy corn. Just throwing that out there in the background.
Oh, okay. He's eating Halloween candy.
He's it's Christmas time and he's eating Halloween candy.
Well, they said that in the behind the scenes that he's actually eating Halloween candy.
Oh, he is candy corn right
like
there.
It's leftover, I guess.
Oh, from Halloween.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, man, he got no trick or treaters because who's trick or treating at this place?
No one.
And he's just eating it. That's funny. Yeah. So I'm doing like I'm just watching like movies that I own.
Yeah.
That I either haven't ever watched my copy of.
Oh.
Or it's been so long that like I don't even remember.
And the fact that you still have the physical media after you got rid of all of them.
Yeah. Well, no, these are digital copies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So like you know, I buy movies on the. Like on my digital providers with Movies Anywhere and shit like that. Yeah. And then, I have them, but I don't necessarily like watch them right away. So, like for the first time, you know, I watched the other night, Wall Street. Never seen it.
I've never seen it. But it's I don't own it.
It was good. It was good.
I liked it.
And then I was like, oh, I should fucking seek out Wall Street 2.
Oh, what is it? Much Money Never Sleeps or something?
Yeah, with Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf. How was Wall Street?
Wall Street's good, man.
Okay.
It's pretty good. It's good. I didn't realize Douglas won Academy Award for Best Actor in that. He does a good job. Yeah. So, like, I did that.
Oh, it's a good shot of his neck. I fucking love that. I do. Not, the neck, but the way he...
Look at that neck. That's
the way he
neck.
Tilts and the camera follows him.
Yeah, that is pretty
That's
good.
That's fucking great.
It's subtle.
Yeah,
like
but
you don't really notice what's happening.
Sorry to cut you off about
no.
Mike Doug.
Yeah, good old Mickey Doug. So that was good. And what I watched, I watched The Green Mile recently because I just hadn't seen it in fucking
wow.
Or Signs. That's
a commitment, Green Mile.
Yeah, that took two nights.
Signs, dude. How great is Signs though?
Science is good, but there's some, like, at the end, it kind of falls apart for me a little bit. More than I remembered. Because he's a preacher, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, when he beats the alien,
yeah.
He finds, like, he basically attributes it all to, like, divine intervention. And I'm just like, get the fuck out of here.
Well, it's his belief, you know?
Yeah, but, like, it gets a little silly at the end. All just right at the very end. And it gets a little, but leading up to it, it's pretty great.
Now, have you started any Halloween watches yet? Like, have you started your annual watches or no?
No, I tried it because I do it. I like to do it throughout the whole month.
Yeah.
Like right now is like it's Halloween Eve, right?
For
so I'm trying to get the non horror stuff in right now.
Okay.
Hence Wall Street Green Mile, there's some supernatural shit.
Yeah.
Obviously Signs, there's some parts there, but that's just a couple that I've had off the top of my head, but that's what I'm kind of easing into. Now I'm trying to get into Lovecraft Country.
Okay.
And I know it's good. I know it's good.
Yeah.
But for some whatever reason, every time I sit down to watch episode one,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm sleeping within 10 minutes. I've tried four times to watch that episode, and I have not finished it yet. But I want to because I know it's good. Like, everyone's like, that show's the shit.
Yeah.
But I can't. But what I did watch that I actually thought was pretty cool, season two of The Twilight Zone, Jordan Peele.
See, I didn't like season one.
I was, like, it's a lot of nostalgia for me. Like, it's just, it's a Twilight Zone episode, so I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Season two wasn't too bad. There's some interesting ideas. It felt more, you know, what's that other? Black
Mirror. Black Mirror. More tech based.
Some parts were tech based. Some were, there's aliens. Some were super throwbacks.
Yeah.
And then actually, I watched a couple episodes of the actual fucking Twilight Zone pretty recently, too.
Classic shit, dude. You can't go wrong. Like
the pig face one's a good one.
Yeah.
I like thinking, same way when I watch, like, a movie like this. Like, at the time, people watching it, like, what were they thinking? You know what I mean? Like, were they like, what is happening? Or like, oh, shit. Like, the pig face one. Like, did they see it coming?
You have to.
Or did their fucking brain just explode when they fucking reveal came out?
That's the like what I said earlier with watching stuff like this. You have to put those goggles on because you're going to enjoy it better. You have to know, okay, this was prior to all the other jump scares I've seen early, you know.
Right. This is the original.
This is the original, you know. You have to appreciate this. You can't just be like, I fucking saw. I know how that shit works. You know.
Yeah.
You can't. It's not fair.
It's not fair. No, you're right. Yeah. So, So those were all. You know, that's kind of what I've been watching.
Amen. Roundup.
Yeah, not all, let's see, I was trying to think, do I got any Nick Cage on my sleeve? No.
Oh, God, please no.
Oh, I did watch Broken Arrow pretty recently, though. That was another one of them. And I didn't realize how much I love that movie. It's so good. Broken Arrow, it's so bad, but, like, so good. Like, I know, I never realized that I'd probably seen it 500 times.
It's Travolta, right?
It's Travolta and Christian Slater and Samantha Mathis and Howie Long. And I know that I've seen it, like, because I was fucking, like, I knew every single line in that movie. Yeah, ain't it cool?
Oh, my God. I know that box cover from working at the video store, the fucking cover.
It's the worst cover. Yeah. Like, come on, get a little more creative, guys.
No, it's just their faces.
It's just their faces. But it's great. I fucking love Broken Arrow. John Woo, baby.
Oh, God.
Bill and Ted. I saw Bill and Ted.
Oh, the third one?
Good. Yeah, the third was good. Yeah, it was surprisingly better than it should have been, probably.
Yeah. It was watchable. That's what I was saying.
It was watchable. Keanu is great, although it's weird to see him without a beard.
Dude, I didn't know what it was the first time I saw it. I'm like, why does he look so weird? And then I saw him do like an interview show, like or Conan or something like that, and he had the beard. I'm like, fuck, that's what it was. The beard.
It looks weird without a beard.
Yeah.
That was funny. Like, a little too throwbacky at some parts, but at the end, it kind of fucking made up for it.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Are there any psycho Easter eggs in Halloween? Besides like, the Loomis name, like, do they ever reference Psycho or, say, Norman Bates, or is there anything else but besides like the Loomis name? Because like, I'm seeing this guy in the phone booth, and there's that one scene where he finds the phone booth. He's like, oh, he must have been here.
Oh, right.
And you're like, wait, how do you know that? And then you find the dead guy.
Right. Like the side of the truck, right?
Yeah. I'm wondering if there's like anything else just because of the relationship of Janet and Jamie.
I don't think so, yeah. But I don't know. Like, I don't know. So, like, I know, I like, you know, I've seen this movie, of course, and I've seen Halloween, of course, but I wouldn't say I'm an expert aficionado in both of them enough to know if there was. I could probably, you know, the internet would probably tell me if I looked it up, but that's a lot of work.
Or they're just fucking.
All right, same angle, right? Same angle?
Yeah.
Oof. I was just checking on that. I was getting wild.
Dude, you're not seeing another angle.
If you're so, are you gonna have a dirt parking lot like this one?
Absolutely, I'm a millionaire. Of course, it's gonna be all dirt.
I was gonna say, of course, it's gonna be fucking.
I'm gonna have that lattice. I'm sure those steps aren't up to code. Nothing's gonna be up to code.
Of course not. No.
That's gonna be hard. 60s code versus.
No. Everything's up to code. You just put shit that's not up to code on top of it.
Yeah, it's just kind of
like, all right, get all the code, and then you like nail a board on top of the straight board, but it's all crooked.
Yeah, you just fabricate.
Yeah,
it's all for show.
It's all for show. It's like this summer I went to like Yellowstone,
mm-hmm.
And then but like between here and there, there's all these like. In Montana and shit, there's like these like Western like towns you can go to. They're like ghost towns. One town we went to like it's called Virginia City, and they filmed a bunch of movies there like in the 70s because it looked like a fucking cowboy town.
Okay.
It's just like that. Like, it's just like, it looks like a cowboy town, but they're not like real cowboys.
Gotcha. It's just, yeah.
It's a show. It's just a fucking, yeah. You're a tourist attraction.
How's your air quality over there at this moment?
It got better. Today was great. I saw the city for the first time in a while. It was great.
Oh, so you were having some issues over there.
Oh, man, it was terrible. For like 2 weeks, couldn't open any windows, couldn't go outside. My God. It was really hot. So like we couldn't open any windows. It was the worst, dude. I was fucking hating life. I was like, I can't even get a fresh air, and it's hot and
so
stuffy.
Quarantine, dude. And the air quality.
Air quality was like, I mean, like, you can look at the sun. It was so bad.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I didn't even get to talk to you about that shit.
Yeah, it was
haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, it's been since Con Air.
Which was, like, the beginning of quarantine.
Yeah, because you weren't there for Predator.
No, I handed that off.
You arranged. You're an arranger. Which
yeah,
is
I was like, listen, Ammon's available, and he's available early. I'm like, let's get the OG3 together because I think the people want to hear it. And I, you know, I can use a break every now and then.
Yeah, you can't just be sitting around watching movies all day.
I mean, not that that's a bad gig, but, you know, I kind of miss listening to a binge cast or listening to a commentary.
Yeah.
So.
Right. Sometimes you like not to work.
Yeah, fuck it. All right, let's get back. This is a cool shot.
This is really cool.
I don't even know what it is about this shot.
I think it's because he's in focus.
Yeah.
Everything's in not focus, and the camera is moving with him backwards so that he stays in focus.
So it's such a weird, like, it seems fake. This scared the shit out of me the first time I saw it.
It is. There's blood. There's, and then the falling down the stairs is really cool.
Yeah. It's weird, yeah. But oh,
man, she kills the fuck out of him.
The fact that she or Norman or mother fucking bolts down the stairs to get him as like he lands and she's already there ready to stab him more. Like,
yeah.
That's scary as shit.
Like, yeah. when he comes right running out of there from that angle that you're kind of looking at the ceiling.
It's a fucking great angle.
It's just like, oh my God, it's just out of nowhere. Now that's what I do remember, the big difference in the Gus Van Sant version.
Yeah.
When he gets stabbed, it like cuts to like all these clouds moving really fast and like a bunch of lambs and all this like lightning and
what?
Weird shit. And then it cuts back to William H. Macy getting stabbed in the face.
Why?
I don't.
Gus Van Sant's so artsy, bro.
Yeah, it gets real artsy, and you're just like, what? And yet it's still 5 minutes shorter. So I don't know. I don't understand what happened. Because they just, that whole sequence got extended.
Now, in the behind the scenes, Hitchcock did not direct that stair scene when mother came out of the over the head shot. Apparently he wasn't able to be there on set that day. I don't know where he was or something. So he gave it to like the DP to direct. But they had like phenomenal storyboards, like shot by shot storyboards for the shower scene, for that stair scene.
Yeah.
So basically everything was laid out for them. So it was pretty easy for, you know,
So he can still claim it. Like, that's his shot. He just didn't happen to be there. Like, he planned it out. He's like, all right, put the camera up top, comes out of this corner, stabs him, follow him down the stair. Like, all the whole sequence. He just wasn't there for that one.
Correct.
For that one shot, but he laid it all out so that they didn't even have to think about it. They were just like, all right, he said, put the camera here. We're putting the camera here.
Well, this is a very interesting story. With the shower scene, there was another guy who storyboarded it because in the book and the script, it just said, you know, she's taking a shower and someone comes in and stabs her. So Hitchcock needed help kind of making it intense with the different cuts, the different angles. So he hired a storyboard artist. He storyboarded it. And then years later, he... that storyboard artist claimed that he directed
what?
The shower scene. Now, in the behind the scenes on the Blu-ray, they all shoot him down and say he did not direct the shower scene. Hitchcock did, but there's like a but. There's like a little caveat.
The oh, fact God. That
because all the shots were already laid out as storyboards. So it's right, kind of like an asterisk in a way.
Right. He was claiming it. He didn't really. It wasn't fair for him to claim that he shot it.
Yeah, he said he was the director of the shower scene.
But he, like, created the shot-by-shot playbook that Hitchcock fucking worked with.
Correct.
But then, see, that's the thing about movies in general, though. Like, it's not just one person. It's a group effort. You can't just say, like, oh, Hitchcock made this. Like, yeah, he made it and, like, fucking 300 other people.
I mean, just because he said lights, camera, action, roll, sound, I mean, he knew what shots to do based on the storyboards.
Right. But the storyboards were probably written out because he described what he wanted.
Maybe. He didn't know what he wanted, though, as far as, like, he just knew that there needs to be a murder scene in a shower. So he hired the storyboard artist to do it shot by shot, angles, to make it more intense. So it's interesting.
For sure.
But, you know, he wasn't the director, the storyboard artist wasn't the quote unquote director on set that day. He just mapped it out.
He mapped it out. Just like Hitchcock mapped out the fucking other murder sequence.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And, the DPs did it. Now,
here's a question. Did that come out after Hitchcock was dead?
I don't know. Because I don't even know when the Blu-ray special features were. I mean, like, Janet Leigh is a talking head.
Oh, okay.
And she's saying, oh, that guy wasn't directing that day. You know, or directing it at all. So I don't know. When did she pass again? 04? Is that what I said earlier? 04. So I'm sure the special features before that. So I don't know.
Yeah, I just find it always interesting when shit like that happens. But the others know, like, the person who they're saying they didn't do it is, like, dead.
Well,
They can't come back.
I don't think the storyboard artist says anything, you know, is even on the special features. And obviously Hitchcock is not on it.
Right. They're not on there. But the storyboard at some point said he's the one that directed it.
Right. Yeah. At some point he said it somewhere. I mean, I don't think it was like Twitter or anything.
Right. But he said it. He made the claim. I directed that. Hitchcock didn't. But did he do that claim after Hitchcock died?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
That's what I'm trying to figure
out.
Oh,
yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's interesting.
Fucking Norman. Periwinkle Blue.
Wait. What scene are you at?
I'm on the scene. I'm reading the subtitle.
I was so nervous. I'm like, no, I didn't even get to that color scene yet.
No, we're in the same spot because I can hear them talking on your TV and I'm reading the text on my screen.
Oh, nice.
I got the captions on.
So it's kind of right on.
Yeah, it's totally right on, but that's why I'm hearing all the, like, oh, they're talking about.
I could turn it up a little bit more, too.
No, you don't need it. You know, it's
fine.
That's why you were just confused. You're just like,
I was very confused. I'm like, Periwinkle Blue? I don't even see Norman on screen. This guy's good. The boyfriend.
Isn't that what's his name? Loomis?
No. The boyfriend.
The boyfriend's Loomis.
Yeah, the boyfriend's Loomis. Yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah, he's good. Viggo.
Oh, yeah, Viggo. Wait, Viggo plays him? I think Viggo was the sister's boyfriend.
Isn't that the sister's boyfriend?
Well, he's in the beginning as, you know, Marion's boyfriend or Marion's affair.
The same dude? That's Sam Loomis? That's the same guy?
Yeah, Sam Loomis is in the beginning in the hotel room with Marion.
Oh, I never, you know what? You're totally right. And I don't know why I didn't put that together. I think white people in this movie, they all look the same. So I just thought it was some other guy.
Okay. But
either way, that's Vigo.
Okay. So they don't really land that storyline, but it does feel like Marion's boyfriend, which is Sam Loomis, kind of then falls for
the sister,
but you don't really see it.
You don't really see it. For some reason, I thought he was with the sister, but really the sister came to him saying, yo,
help me.
Where's my sister at?
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So that's Viggo Morgenstern
before he was Aragorn.
Aragorn.
Yeah, this is totally not in a house because you can't put a camera up on the ceiling.
Yeah.
Like this.
No, you cannot.
Happen. Although it's interesting to go back to this scene, this like angle, right?
Yeah.
Maybe they just filmed that other angle and was like, you know what? That was a pretty sweet angle.
Yeah, let's do it again.
Let's do it again.
Al came to set and he's like, yeah, let's do it again.
Because people are watching this, they're thinking this mom's a fucking crazy bitch, right? Like the mom's alive, she killed all these people, but she's also a little crippled.
Yeah, and she's treating Norman like shit, and he's just being a good son. Just, you know, he's aggravated with the situation he's in. She's driving him crazy, but it's still his mom at the end of the day. And he's got to deal with her and tend to her. But then you get all this stuff where you're like, she's been dead.
Yeah. So this is also when you're a millionaire, can you put like the hardware store also like in the same block of your
nearby?
Like, I feel like it needs, like maybe on the same property, just sort of just down the road a little bit.
Yeah. Can people buy things or it's just like a museum?
No, people can buy shit like rakes. A lot of rakes.
So I got to do like inventory and order shit.
This is where I'm going to work.
Okay. Oh, so you got to order like drill bits and rakes and shovels. And
I'm going to work at Sam Loomis Hardware.
Okay.
I'd be down with that. But we'll put Easter eggs for Halloween in there.
And you'll be the character from Halloween that gets stabbed on the wall.
Be like, I've seen him. I've seen him in his room, and he is evil.
Was that the boogeyman? Yes, I believe it was.
That's right.
Yeah, these two bang, right?
Like, I don't understand how they're not. It makes no sense.
Well, he's got a...
Now, the hotel is now, we see the back.
Yeah.
They built both sides of this hotel.
Yes.
Interesting.
So, wait. He's married, right?
Who?
Loomis.
Sam Loomis is?
Where's right, because they're having an affair. Janet Lee's having an affair, or he's having an affair with Mary.
Right, that's why they're keeping it.
Secretive, because they're at the hotel. So he's married.
But is he married to the sister?
No.
Or some other woman?
Some other woman. So he is like a triple threat right now, this guy.
Yeah, he's laying rails all over the place.
Yeah, he's got a wife who's home.
Yeah,
and he's out and about solving a crime.
This is what I want to know. What's his wife doing right now? That's the movie that I want to find out.
Yeah, she's banging the mailman.
Can we get that movie?
Yeah. What is that? Like,
what is the Denise Loomis storyline in this whole thing?
Denise the Peace. Yeah, he's leaving his wife. Maybe they were on the outs. Maybe he was going to leave her. We don't know if that happened yet.
Maybe she was stealing out of the till from this rake store. And he was like, nah, this is my hardware store.
Yeah.
You can't be stealing fucking money from the register.
he's, I don't like, you know what? You're supposed to like him, but you don't like him because he's a cheating son of a bitch.
He's a little shiesty.
Yeah, because he's kind of doing like a double cheating, if you think about it. He's having an affair with Marion.
Yeah.
But then his sister comes along and he's like, you know what? I can't find Marion right now. I can't find the woman I'm cheating with.
So I got to find somebody else to cheat with.
So I'm just going to...
And if Marion dies, I got this piece of ass on the side that I continue to tap.
Yeah, I'll just get the sister.
Now, notice in this room, they're not birds, they're flowers. Is that some sort of symbolic decor happening?
I don't know.
You would stay in this room, though, because there are no birds.
Yeah, fuck the birds.
This is where you live.
They're all taxidermy birds, too. They're freaky.
But just the pictures of the birds and frames and shit.
Fuck them. Hate them.
The Birds Arbogast. Is a good movie, though. It's a good one.
Frank Arbogast.
Yeah, Arbogast.
Arbogast.
And this guy kind of reminds me of, remember the dude from Halloween 3 when he's banging that chick in the hotel room?
Absolutely. By the way,
he's trying to pull in that.
This is exactly that. By the way, we did that commentary last year.
Yeah.
And it became part of the Halloween annual watch because I was able to put the Michael Myers
aside
and just take Season of the Witch for what it was. And I've already watched it twice, Ammon.
Yes.
This season. Yes. It's so good. Amazing. And so good. I have the main, like, John Carpenter theme. I think Carpenter did that theme.
He did, yeah. The soundtrack's amazing.
It's unbelievable, dude.
I've listened to the soundtrack a couple times. I listen to it while I'm working, dude. I throw that shit in the background.
It's so great, dude. It sets you right in the mood.
Like, the synthesizer really actually helps. Absolutely. It helps set the stone. It sets the mood. The song's classic.
Yeah.
Eight More Days Till Halloween, Silver Shamrock. I mean, it's fucking great.
You really have to forget Michael Myers.
They're not even in the same universe.
No, you have to just take Season of the Witch for what it is. Like, it's just that standalone movie, and you can enjoy it so much.
And it becomes a great, there's another toilet, and it becomes a great movie.
Yeah.
Fucking Sam Loomis is a pretty smart dude.
Yeah.
He immediately notices there ain't no shower curtain here.
Wait a minute. Look at that last piece of paper they found. That's the evidence they need.
This proves everything.
Yeah. This little piece of paper that she shit out of her asshole that's in the toilet. Apparently she ate it.
And also, Norman, how could you miss that? Like,
he is a meticulous guy, but he has also a schizophrenic.
Yeah, but he also has a lot of other rooms that he has to, like, you know, keep up because.
What is he at? Bipolar? You think it's like bipolar? If you heard,
you're right. He has it's multi personality disorder.
Yeah,
because he's his mom.
Because there's no label for it. In this time.
Not in this time. I think the sequels, they talk about him a little more. When he's like, nah, I'm good. I'm fucking cured.
I took Advil. I'm fucking great.
He's like, I don't even remember part two. Like, because he gets arrested and then he gets let out of the institution or something.
Yeah, that's like right at the top of the film. Like, and I think he starts working at the diner down the street.
Yeah.
And it's basically there's him and like a one-on-one like girl that's like.
Yeah, and the chick is like into him and he's like, I'm a weirdo.
And then three, it opens up a little more. Like he hires like this punk dude to work the desk and he just keeps having parties in the rooms and shit.
That was a little bit different house, though.
Oh, yeah?
Well, it was straight on.
Oh. But you don't still see that right side, though.
Yeah, you see it more on the street. This is like what you see when you're in Hollywood. Okay. Like it's on the hill.
Definitely check out that video I sent you.
I'm going to check it out, but not right now.
No.
Chichen.
I want her hair. Like, she got a fucking sick-ass hairline with that coif. Thick. Look at that.
Yeah. Fucking
thick.
Now, you're watching this. Are you freaking out right now? You're in the theater, 1960. You're kind of freaking out, right? Like, don't go in the house.
Well, yeah, now because you're...
Because everybody that goes in the house dies.
Absolutely. Yeah, you are not Norman, so you're not safe here.
Yeah. You're like, oh, God, don't do it. You got to get a tassel like that, too, in your fucking window frame. And
yeah.
I want that fucking thermometer in every room.
No.
just the front desk.
This is a great exchange between these two.
Yeah, because he's sort of like he's interrogating him, but passing it off as a casual conversation.
Yeah, Norman's just getting more nervous and more nervous.
And like there's no real reason why, right, that you can think of. I mean, like they have their suspicions, but they don't really know either. Like,
correct.
They're figured out.
This is just a stop. She just stopped here, her sister.
Right.
But they're investigating.
What look at now, are you gonna have a statue like that?
I'm having everything in it.
I mean, look at that fucking. Is it golden or is it gray?
It's absolutely.
I feel like it needs to be gold.
It is.
Like
you bronze. Walk into this room and you think you're in a black and white movie. It's gonna be exact.
You can have all this shit in the fucking closet.
Yes, I'm a millionaire. I'm a one millionaire. It's one mil.
You have $1 million.
Yeah. I'm going to blow it all in this hotel that I have to work at for the rest of my life.
Yeah, blow it all in this hotel. But if you blow it all in this hotel in the middle of buttfuck nowhere, you actually might.
I may lose money.
But you might be. No, you might be able to actually pull it off for $1 million. You do this in Seattle, you'll get a one-bedroom apartment. That's your $1 million. But this, if you're in like the middle of Kansas or Oklahoma, you can do this.
Yeah, I'll be okay. I don't know if any bed dents that way and stays dented.
That's weird, right? This is when the dude was watching this, and he's like, you know what? Memory foam? We can do that.
Yeah. Hey, I want Psycho mattress.
It's like, wouldn't that be amazing if you just laid in bed and it formed to your body?
And then you just lay back into the next night, the same position?
Like that one movie, Psycho, that one Christmas film we all know and love.
That holiday classic.
Now here's a weird room. Look at that fucking doll on the
Look at the border. The wallpaper border up top is like circus themed.
This is weird. This is a weird. This is where things are getting uncomfortable.
This is definitely Norman's room now.
Yeah, this is where he hangs out. He has a taxidermy owl.
Yeah. Oh, what is it? Beethoven Symphony Erosia. Symphony number 3.
He's like, what the fuck? What is she thinking? Like, who lives here? Is this Norman? Is this some other dude?
I don't know what she's actually thinking here. Who picks up a book that has fucking no writing on a binder? Like, what are you going to find in there?
Oh, don't do it. What is it?
This is great. Look at his finger. His fucking jaw. Do what? Why don't you just get the fuck out of here? That's what he would say.
Why don't you fuck off, all right?
Would you like
it? And it's funny too because he's mad. Dude's bringing up 40 grand, right? He's bringing it up.
Yeah.
And Norman's like legit doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
No clue.
He's just like, leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah. Do you like the reveal at the end? Oh, see, he attacks him here. Like, would you want him to fucking whip out a knife and stab him across the counter?
Like, no, because I like the reveal.
The reveal later when he's dressed
later.
Up.
Yeah. Because it was doesn't make any. It wouldn't make sense right there. You wouldn't put them together, right? You'd be like, all right, that's. He's into knives. His mom's into knives. It runs in the family.
Yeah.
Don't go in the fruit cellar, though, yo.
No.
Don't do it.
There's a lot of, in the sequels, if I remember correctly, maybe two more than three and four, but we're in the basement in two a lot.
I think you're right. I think I remember that.
Like, a lot of shit happens. Not a lot of shit happens in there, but you're definitely in there again in two. Oh shit, we're in the room. Oh. Look how close we were to that light bulb. Look how close we are to that light bulb up top.
They're like, should we move this? And Hitch is like, nah, leave it. You think he's skull fucked her?
Twice. At least twice. Oh my god, look at him. He's psyched. He's psyched.
It's so good.
It's such a departure, but I think that's what makes it brilliant. He is like, it's the first time he's actually like the happiest.
Yeah.
In this outfit, ready to kill. He is so excited.
Oh, it's so creepy. The mummified like skin.
Yeah. Oh, that was a complete.
Yeah, and he just had his regular clothes on underneath.
Yeah.
His moo-moo.
His moo-moo. All right, we're coming at the end here.
Yeah, it's getting all wrapped up. Everyone's.
That's it, man.
Loomis.
I gotta pee again, but I'm gonna fucking
hold it.
I'm gonna hold it. This guy is like total feels like Twilight Zone. This guy.
Yeah.
And his like demeanor. This is what we're gonna do, see? Who's this guy?
What's his real name?
Yeah, I want to see.
Because he's like the psychologist, right? He's the one that like figured out that he's this.
Yeah, he's kind of explaining everything to
the audience. Mm-hmm. Now we're figuring it out.
This is what we're gonna do, see? I don't know who he is though. Actor wise, police chief, county chief. Norma Bates voice.
Who is Norma Bates voice?
There's actually two women listed. So there's Virginia Gregg and Jeanette Nolan are listed as Norman Bates voice uncredited. They're both. Oh, and another one, Paul Jasmine, also listed as Norma Bates voice uncredited.
Jeanette. Oh, hello, Jeanette.
Oh, hi, Jeanette.
Oh, hi. Oh, hi, Jeanette.
I kind of like this explanation here. He's just like laying the whole past out for us. And then she died, and then he took form of the mother. Very upset.
Like, it makes sense. Like, you're like, all right, okay.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, it's a little complicated, so you just kind of like accept it. You're like, well, I don't really get it, but this guy sounds smart, so I believe him.
He's wearing a tie. I believe him.
He's wearing a tie.
I don't know which sequel it is, but you do see a flashback of Norman as a kid.
What?
Dealing with the mother and the new boyfriend treating Norman like shit. Now, I don't know if Bates Motel, the new show.
It does, because the mom is the chick from the con.
Vera Farmiga.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they're basing that show off what we've seen in a sequel or if they took liberties and changed it. But I do know in one of the sequels, they show Norman as a kid, the mom, and a new boyfriend.
Interesting. Well, in the three seasons that I saw,
yeah,
the Bates Motel, there wasn't a boyfriend. Actually, the mom was pretty normal. Vera Farmiga.
Yeah.
And then Norman was a little weird.
Okay.
But like, he would do weird things, and then she would cover for him.
Oh, okay.
And wouldn't get him in trouble. That's kind of that. But, you know, I think there's been three times that many seasons, and anything could have happened.
Okay. Well, I have movie homework for you. Psycho 2, 3, and 4. Go.
I've seen a couple of those.
Now, my wife also said, I want you to do commentaries for 2, 3, and 4. So if you watch 2 and like it, we could do it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You
know,
if you watch it, but if you watch it again, like, when was the last time you saw 2?
Like, I feel like the Shout Factory. So when I was on the Air on the Head podcast, right?
Yeah,
the Shout Factory.
Yeah.
With Bialch. The Shout Factory would send that Fife, Eric, and I, like, Blu-rays for all their, randomly, we're releasing all the Psycho movies.
Yeah.
And they would send it to us. And so, I mean, it's been, like, you know, probably within the last 10 years that I've seen Psycho.
Give it a shot. Psycho 2.
Psycho 2.
We'll be Psycho 2 buddies. And then hit me back up, and then I'll stay up until midnight.
Now, I'm looking at the poster for Psycho 3, and I remember that box art.
Okay.
The most.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, and that was the one with Jeff Fahey.
Yes.
He's the asshole.
Right, he's the asshole front. That stays, that starts working at Bates Motel.
Yeah, and he's, like, stealing shit. Oh, and Anthony Perkins directed that one.
Oh. I don't remember 4 that well, because I think I've only seen that one once, but I think I've seen 2 and 3 like two times each. So
Psycho 4, the beginning has to be the one.
Oh, maybe that's where he's the kid, right?
Has to be, right?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Oh, and Henry Thomas is in that one.
Oh, he's the kid.
Young Norman Bates, that's right.
He's young Norman Bates.
And that one is directed by Mick Garris, who directs a lot of Stephen King adaptations.
Oh.
So,
and it's funny, they call him Young Master Bates. No, I'm kidding. They don't.
No,
him.
He doesn't.
No, I'm kidding. They don't. They don't. They don't. I'm kidding. Hello, Young Master Bates.
John Landis is in it, too.
Oh.
The director of American...
American Werewolf in London. And the fucking Twilight Zone mishap, I guess what you can call it. Fucking murdered people.
Why you gotta bring up old shit?
How do you like this ending here?
This is a pretty good ending. What I really like, I think what sticks with me most about this movie's ending, not this sequence, but the towing of the car out of the swamp.
Oh, over the credits, right?
Yeah, it's over the credits. Just like this subtle...
Mm-hmm.
All this, yeah, it's just a subtle, like, oh, we're towing it out. I don't know why. It's always stuck with me. But that creepy face and smile.
Yeah, with the skull.
Oh, and then you see the skull for just a second.
Yeah, this is good. The chain is, like, in your face, dude.
It's in your face.
Then gone.
But then it's, like, still there, right? Like, don't we see it? Oh, no, the fucking movie's over.
That's it.
Well, in the remake, I guess they
stay on that for a while.
They stay on it for a little while. Yeah.
I don't even have credits on my Blu-ray, by the way.
No, my movie just ended. I'm literally just over.
Mine too. Like, no credits.
This is why Alfred Hitchcock was like, nah, dude, I made that movie. Literally, there's nobody else in the credits.
Fuck a storyboard artist. Well, okay. I know we took some liberties with the commentary. Listen, we don't get Ammon Gilbert on that often, so I took advantage. So, pardon.
Taking advantage of me.
I took advantage of you, man. I'm sorry.
That's all
right. I fucking cut a hole in that G-Rock, and I was staring at you.
You stared at me.
But we had to get, you know, we don't get you on that often, so I figured, let me take some liberties. Let's talk about some Halloween.
It's Halloween Eve, so, like, what else would we be talking about?
Exactly.
It's very appropriate.
You're the Halloween guy on this network. Like, you have put that stamp on yourself as the Halloween king. Movie-wise and just altogether costume and October. You're the guy. That's why we always get together in October.
And I'm telling you, this new thing I got for the yard.
Yeah.
It's pretty exciting. I'm geeking out pretty hard over it. It's going to be exciting.
I can't
and
wait.
I just got a coupon. Uh-huh. Actually, my friends got a coupon in the mail, and then they brought it over. They're like, here you go. And it was just like a Spirit 20% off anything in the store coupon.
Yeah. What'd you get?
And I was like, what? They sent this to you? They're like, yeah, you didn't get one? I was like, no. I'm like in the wrong zip code. Or they didn't just send it to me.
So
I don't know, dude.
What are you going to get?
I don't know. You know what they got there that I was kind of like, they got a whole line of Beetlejuice shit, right?
Yes, I saw this.
But they have this big sign. They have the big sign that has like the lights blinking. And that's pointing down that says Beetlejuice, but it's spelled like Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
I was like, this would be kind of a cool thing to have in the fucking window.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I don't understand, I mean, I like Spirit. You got Spirits over there in New Jersey. Yeah,
absolutely.
What I don't understand about Spirit, though, it's just a general thing, is this, like, they have a whole line of Hocus Pocus stuff. I fucking can't stand that shit. I've
never
what
seen
it. What is up with that?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
It's terrible.
I think
people love that shit, though. People love Hocus Pocus.
I think because it may be a Disney property that has so much steam.
Like, because they've put it on ABC every year since it came out, and people now are just like, oh, I grew up watching that.
Maybe, but it's a 90s thing. So I think a younger generation is behind that, campaigning that shit, where I was a little too old for Hocus Pocus. But I'm very interested to watch it to see what
just to see what the deal's all about.
What is the hype all about?
You got to watch that this season.
Okay,
I will. Not because I feel like you should, but just because like you have you've expressed your curiosity.
Yeah, I have a little bit of an inquiry going on with it. Yeah, I need
to. You want to see what the deal is?
I need to know why Spirit has a section.
Right.
I understand why Spirit has a section for it and like, Stranger Things. Why Hocus Pocus?
I mean, they got Freddy now and Jason and Pennywise is all over that, and that makes sense.
Yeah.
Halloween, you know, Michael Myers is all over Chucky. They got some really good Chucky dolls there.
I mean, Bette Midler does not scream fucking Halloween.
No, it's so weird. I'm just like, like a whole section. Nightmare Before Christmas has a section. I get that. Beetlejuice has a section. I get the Beetlejuice. I like that.
I don't know. I'm not shitting on it because I haven't seen it. I just don't have a connection with it.
You don't know why.
And I don't know why, but this season I got some time and Hocus Pocus will be viewed by my eyeballs.
Nice.
I think that's it.
All right, man. Psycho. Dude, are you going to watch the remake now, Psycho?
I'm absolutely going to watch the shot for shot remake.
Yes.
This season as well. And also, I just watched Nightmare on Elm Street, right? Nightmare on Elm Street. Part 3, Dream Warriors, for the first time. I've never seen it. You want to do a commentary for it this season.
We'll see if we can get together.
I'm just going to have to do another midnight thing, right?
It'll be a late night. Yeah.
It'll be a late night, but I think it'll play because it's, you know, I watched it, and I'm definitely down to talk about it.
Welcome to prime time, bitch.
I have a lot to say about Freddy and the Nightmare. I haven't seen them all. I haven't seen the majority of them. I think I've seen two or three of them. But
that's when he becomes a comedian. Is part three. That's where shit gets silly.
And I never seen two, so I went from one to three. Is that okay?
Yeah, two's pretty bad, but it's also hilariously. Like imagine a movie.
Okay.
Where the whole movie is like the volleyball sequence in Top Gun.
Yeah. Oh no. No.
Yeah. The whole thing. That's Nightmare Part 2.
Can you go a little bit more deep? Like it's just.
It's just like one giant. Like homoerotic.
Oh.
Like overtones of.
So legit.
Without overtly, like, there's You just gotta. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to go too.
As long as you
it.
Say I don't need to watch it before three.
No, you don't. They're not related.
Okay, cool.
There's some good sequences. It's just like it gets hilariously like, what is up with this? Like, it gets. It's pretty funny.
Okay,
it's actually pretty funny.
Because there's a lot of characters in three that are in one. Are they in two?
The only one that's in one, is Heather Langenkamp, Tina or Nancy, right?
Okay.
Nancy's in there. Two is this dude.
Well, no, her father's in three.
Okay, but like he's just like a side character.
I know, but I'm just saying, like you were able to connect some characters.
Freddy's in them all, but they move into that same house. That's the connection.
Well, and the house is in three.
The house is in three. The house is in all of them.
Oh, is it?
In some way, shape, or form, right?
Yeah.
Like it's in the background or whatever.
Okay, gotcha.
It's in a dream sequence. The house shows up.
Oh boy, but some of the they should not be called warriors, by the way, but they are something else. That crew.
That's where is that the one at the Roach Motel? Right, there's a Roach Motel there.
Roach Motel.
Oh, that must be four.
No, so, they're in like the psych ward with all.
Right, but there's not a dream sequence where some chick goes into a cockroach.
Oh,
no, that's part four.
I think so, unless I grab my phone because, you know, that movie's
not.
No,
you would
fucking
notice it. Okay. You would notice it because it's amazing.
Oh, okay. But
part four is amazing.
If there's anything else you want to do.
Three's great, though. I'll do three.
All right, we'll
Rennie
do
Harlan, from the director of Cliffhanger.
All right, so we'll do three, and then, you know, we do have all of October since we just banged this out. So if there's something else, maybe we'll do something else, like maybe Rob Zombie's Halloween or something.
We'll figure it out.
Well, I was going to say just to discuss it. Doesn't have to be a passion project. All right.
I mean, there's a lot of movies to watch.
Okay. We'll talk. I do want to do Trick or Treat at some point.
Do you like that one? That's a good one. That has a line of spirit. Trick or Treat, dude.
I love Sam, by the way, from Trick or Treat.
Sam's all over the place.
Yeah, Sam's a big name in our house. And the whole Trick or Treat film. We love
They got it. those creepy masks that the kids in the school bus are wearing?
Oh, they have those?
They have them at Spirit.
Oh, dude, those.
They're pretty good. I was like, that's a pretty fucking, these are sweet.
Would you do that commentary, Trick or Treat?
I'd do that shit.
Let's
do it right now.
What? No, it's 2:15 in the morning and I got work in a few hours, so.
Okay, well maybe tomorrow.
What? No. Actually, you know what? I am off on Tuesday.
No.
Oh, you're not off on Tuesday?
I'm not off on Tuesdays.
Okay, we'll talk this week and we'll figure something out. So thank you, Em and Gilbert. Thank you everyone.
You,
oh dude, anytime. You are the Halloween lord in my book, so it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Coming from you, that's an honor. You've already got your Halloween decorations out and you've seen Season of the Witch twice already this
absolutely
season.
Yeah, you have to. Everyone find that movie, watch that movie. It's fucking enjoyable. Thank you for everyone that was watching Psycho with us. I know we went off the rails, but you don't get Em and Gilbert throughout the
also,
year too much. Yeah.
Beware if Pete wins the millionaire.
Yeah.
Get ready to book a trip to the middle of nowhere.
Except you won't know about it because there's no Wi-Fi.
There's no Wi-Fi. It's internet darkness. But it'll be there. Just know you'll just have to drive around.
Exactly.
For hours.
Or if you want me to open it, you could, Patreon, binge media/Patreon. Just donate to them and then.
If you Patreon it, you can stay in the taxidermy room and I'll take a shower for 5 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. That's if you donate $1 million.
That's right.
That's like the. If you donate $10, I'll shake your hand. $1 million, you get to stay there. So, you know.
For one night.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pretty good deal. I don't
choose wisely. All right, Evan. Thank you much. Thank you, everyone. Stay tuned for more shows on BingeMedia.net. Stay tuned for more commentaries, hopefully, this October, this Halloween season with Em and Gilbert. So we'll see. So see ya.
I'm dirt.
You've been listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network at BingeMedia.net. Support the show by donating on Patreon at Patreon.com/BingeMedia. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Buy some merch at BingeMedia.net/shop. Subscribe to our newsletter at BingeMedia.net/newsletter. And don't forget,
I didn't stop giving hand jobs because I was good at it. I stopped giving hand jobs because I was the best at it. What the fuck is happening right now? God damn.